Archive Supernatural Dear Voice Reporter AI Cipher, Lion Star in the Celestial Green Garden Inn. Snowfires Cosmos, Vile Lion Star 9845 LK9-01-20-2023. Traveling Supernatural Dear Troubadour, the Lion Star Journal Sabotage in Paradise. I made my way in my Celestial Starship Cruiser through the Fermion routes into the Milky Way galaxy, stopping landing along the way at a few SG beer. Musicians I haven't seen for ages, stopping by for a visit with some very cool Supernatural gear. Music friends on my way to Snowfire's Cosmos Garden in the Cosmic Snowfire's Angel Garden Galaxy. Had a fun jam session with the traveling galactic Supernatural gear guitarist Zerik. From there I took off to the Cosmic Snowfire Galaxy, a galaxy similar to the ancient and fabled Garden of Eden. I was summoned to meet with a mysterious siren singer to discuss a secret siren mission. After visiting my ancient musician friend, I boarded my starship and began to make my way to the Cosmic Snowfire region. I finally reached my destination around 300,000 light years away. I traveled 14 hours through space and around 4 hours using the paranormal Fermion route. I landed the ship and got out into this incredibly stunningly beautiful garden area. I could see someone tending to this garden. She stood up and waved to me in the distance and began walking towards me. One of the most stunningly beautiful aliens I've ever seen. I believe she to be of Nebulon origin. She came up to me. She said, the first words she said to me were, and quote, "Lion Star, do you know what love is?" I said, "Not sure." And quote, she said, and quote, "Love is dream, Lion Star." And quote, "Write me a song after you walk the garden." Suddenly, like be guided by a force, I wrote her a song right then and there while standing among the most beautiful flowers and garden growth imaginable. It just came to me in a stream of consciousness, as if the garden itself was writing a song for me, sending it to me as if it were a music greeting card. I started to play and sing the song immediately to her as beautiful butterflies flew in the air and the most unusual birds and alien insects that I've ever seen began swirling around me in this Snowfire Cosmic Garden. I've been to Snowfire's Garden of Cosmos many times throughout the millennium, but never to this most spectacular beautiful garden region. She loved the song as I played using the instant virtual Supernatural gear component guitar and accompaniment instruments. She said she loved the song and began to sing in a beautiful voice, accompanying me. When the song was over, she said it was being recorded while we were playing and it would be filed in the ancient Blood Moon Music Minstrel Guild Song Vault. I knew I had not written this song. The song was written by the garden for me and sent as a gift of love. She then said, "Lion Star, please feel free to walk the garden." I asked her what her name was. She said, and quote, "I have no name while in the garden. My name is a name that you want to give me that belongs to you and me. While in the garden, we do not name ourselves while in the garden." End quote. I didn't understand this, but I said, end quote, "May I call you Miss Butterfly Purple?" End quote. She began to laugh and said, "Cool name. You may want to leave out the word Miss." And she laughed again. She had a seemingly beautiful purple glow, a beautiful butterfly fluorescent purple glow. The fresh, most wonderful flower scents seemed to be calling me to come into the garden and experience the full magic of the garden. Like being instructed by the garden force again, I began to walk down this winding path, surrounded by trees that seemed to glow like green fluorescent lights, in colors I've never seen before, colors now visible to my eye, as if the garden were giving me special magical eyes to witness colors of a secret magical world only very few in the universe have seen. The garden was also now silently singing a song like a whisper in my ear, like an angel in the distance with the most beautiful whispering voice of love and joy I've never heard before. I had been given special ears. As I continued to walk down the garden path, I noticed growing alongside the path a strange-looking flower. It was moving, swaying in the breeze, its flowers opening up, a red bouquet opening and closing with a wonderful scent pulling me towards it. I walked up to the flower as if you say hello. I couldn't resist its fragrance and stooped over to smell this odd flower. A dust of flower petals then blew up into my face. Into my nose, the penetrating fragrant mist was flowing. Deep into my mind, I realized what might have just happened. I had been hit blown in the face with the devil's dust, as I was known in a waking trance dream. I realize I know what this plant is. The Burundanga trance plant, a hybrid plant that can shift, change shape and form and fragrance. A trance, a plant developed by the chemists in the Martian werewolf trance clan with the help of the Nazi Angel of Death, Dr. Joseph Mengele, and the reptilian vampire Drax of the New World Order. This demonic dictator organization on planet Earth, consisting of bloodline psychopathic human rulers and reptilian blood drinkers and adrenochrome drainers. It was a hybrid trancer plant known as, and quote, shocking blue, and quote, it's like when the demonic angel Lucifer put an evil snake in the garden of Eden in paradise directed at Adam and Eve. The demonic reptilian vampire Drax, or something, or someone, put the devil's breath flower secretly here in Snowfire's Garden of Cosmos. Directed at me. How it got into Snowfire's cosmic garden, I don't know. I quickly and instantly fell into its waking trance dream. You're awake and asleep at the same time. I was now in trouble, and if I didn't escape this dream, I would most likely end up in a reptilian gameplay, a participant on the cybernetic killing floor. Lionstar Journal log to be continued. Escape from a dream. From the documentation files of the traveling supernatural gears. Paranormal traveling troubadours of the universe. Music minstrels and siren singers of the ancient Blood Moon Music Minstrel Guild.